On Monday night, the driver of an SUV slammed into another car on Highway 6 in Spanish Fork, causing a collision that killed a motorcyclist. That same night in Logan, the driver of a pickup truck crashed into a motorcycle, critically injuring one of its riders. These crashes come as the state of Utah tries to reverse course from last year, when 47 motorcyclists were killed on the road. It was one of the worst years in state history.
It's frustrating because it doesn't need to happen.
This is John Gleason, a spokesman for the Utah Department of Transportation, or UDOT. He says the state is being proactive with public outreach, education, and new laws.
It's a message that continues to be so critical and so important to share. It only takes a second for you to take your focus off of the road, and terrible things can happen. It's not just on the motorcyclist to take all of the precautions. As a driver, you have to be aware that motorcyclists are out on the road, and we have to be looking for them, especially this time of year.
Honestly, I don't think they're doing enough.
This is Annette Ault. She's the CEO of the Utah chapter of American Bikers Aiming Toward Education, or ABATE, a motorcyclist advocacy group.
So unfortunately, we broke a record, and not one that we really want to break, but we sure did. This year isn't looking very good either. Unfortunately, it has to have a lot of fatalities for them to do anything. We like to try to be proactive rather than, you know, wait for it to happen and then do something about it.
Ault says one major safety victory for riders is the state's new lane filtering law, which allows motorcyclists to pass between stopped cars at traffic lights. It's intended to help prevent riders from being struck from behind, a major cause of crashes.
It gets us out of the equation. Oh, it's over 1,000 every year bikers that get hit from behind. So, you know, that's quite a few.
Ault says her organization's message to riders and drivers alike is simple.
Be careful, be aware. We just need to slow down a little bit and take a couple more seconds to look twice and pay attention to what's going around in your surroundings.
UDOT says 16 motorcyclists have been killed on Utah roads this year. The Utah Highway Patrol and Department of Public Safety did not respond to repeated requests for comment for this story. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.